following is a production of TeamBoyTV.com.
What is going on, everybody? What is happening? It's your boy Big Q. This is Team Boy TV Game Time, and I'm joined by
Bernie V.
And I guess I should address the thing that's like, you know, since you and your brother-in-law and everybody else want to drag me on Twitter.
About what?
I had a hunch. It didn't fall through with the brown.
Oh no, JB was right there on that train with you. Yeah, baby, I called you both out on Sunday.
It wasn't just me and JB. It was Chris Carter. It was Nick Wright.
Was it prognosticators?
Yeah, it was everybody, right?
Okay, well y'all were all wrong. How about that?
It was, I will say this much. The Browns put up a better fight against the Patriots than my Panthers did against the 49ers.
The thing though with the Browns is that this is supposed to be their unbeatable squad. Supposed to be their, you know, all-in squad. You got Jarvis Landry, you got Myles Garrett on defense, you got Baker Mayfield, you got OBJ. This is supposed to be the team of the future.
You know what? I know what it is.
Baker Mayfield handing the ball to the opposition.
So it's three issues with Cleveland that's keeping them from winning games, right? And I was thinking about it today when I was watching some of the sports shows today, and I was thinking about last season, right? They made that coaching change. Was it last season?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they appointed
Greg Williams
as the interim coach, and they started winning all those games, and they were super aggressive, and he just didn't let them be mediocre. He didn't let them, but you know, let their own personalities kind of like take over the mission of the team.
Right.
He was a better coach and a better leader for that team than Freddie Kitchens is. So my number one blame that I'm gonna put the blame on, I'm gonna put 70% of the blame on the reason why this team is underperforming on Freddie Kitchens. He is not the guy to lead this team to what it could look. They done took all these years, 7-8 years to build this team, to finally get all these pieces in place, all these high round draft picks they had, all these different quarterbacks they done went through, all the different coaches they done fired and let go to get to this point.
Uh-huh.
Right? And they made one flawless move when they didn't give Greg Williams the job, and they gave it to Freddie Kitchens for whatever reason. I don't know why. I don't even know what went down in the office. I don't know what John Dorsey was thinking about. I don't know if it was that Williams took another job before he gave him a chance to give him the job. I don't know what happened, but that's the main thing.
The Browns just don't know how to pick nothing. No way. I mean, they just need to stop. You know, Dorsey came in with these analytics and people put this team together, and before the season ever started, before the even first coin toss, everybody had put these dudes in the playoff hunt. They were in the playoff hunt and they hadn't done anything. And so they don't know how to handle defeat well at all. Baker Mayfield gets to the podium. It's the referees. Is this one? Is that one? Is the other? No, Baker. It's when you hand the ball to the other team. Mm-hmm. That's the first priority.
Yes.
Ball protection.
Yes.
I don't care. They have this. They're not structured in the sense that they can't control themselves. All these defensive penalties and bad snaps and that's their problem.
You don't think that goes back, like, as far as the discipline, you don't think that goes back to the coaching?
Oh.
I don't recall them having that many discipline problems toward the you know, last half of last season. I just don't remember it being that way.
Right. I don't either.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think Freddie Kitchens is just, he's not no dynamic play caller. Who?
Yeah.
Why? What?
Yes. Right. And I agree with you 100%. I think another big part of the blame is on the quarterback.
Right.
I think that Baker Mayfield is too much. He goes rogue too much. I think, like, under like last season, he was sticking to the script. He was doing what he was told to do, And now he feels like he's such a big star or whatever he's feeling. He's feeling like he can do his own thing.
No, it you started know. Just like I told y'all with Baker Mayfield. He has a bad attitude. It started with he didn't know his position with the other coach. Mm-hmm. Everywhere he went, he's still talking about the coach. Dude, come on, man. This man has made his mark in the NFL long before you had even got off the breast milk. Yeah. Stop it.
I mean, good, bad, or indifferent.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is what.
But you still harboring something against him. The man's gone. Move on. Yeah. Now you get to the podium and talk about, oh, I'm just saying, but I'm not saying about the referees.
Right. Yeah, and so again.
The referees can't call an intercept. They can't make up an interception.
That's right. You know,
they didn't make that up.
That's on you.
Right.
And again, the poor decision making. And again, I think that just it's something going on with Baker where it looked like he's rebelling against the coach and like he's just like not accepting authority and wanting to do his own thing. That's the second thing. The third thing that you just mentioned, I think what it is that not just Baker, but Baker and Odell and Jarvis and pretty much everybody else on that squad, they don't want to take responsibility for their own shortcomings. And I think that's a problem. I think until they get into their mind that losing is part of the game and that you can't win them all and you can't blame everybody else for losing, you're the one who lost. You know what I mean?
And, right? and we get these responses of, oh, well, you know, it's no time to panic, this, right. that, and the other.
Yes.
Now you get OBJ talking about it's time to panic.
Right.
Yeah, y'all need to get this stuff straight.
It was time to panic 3 weeks ago.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There
you go. But, you know, for whatever reason, it just felt like it was two things that was happening in my personal, and maybe this is why me and some media people and maybe JB were feeling the way we were feeling. Is because number one, it felt like it was on like with the way that the New England Patriots offense has been going over the last couple of weeks, it felt like it was time for them to the kinks to show in the armor. They lost their number one wide receiver for the year. He's gone. They brought in a new guy and Sanders, right?
Sanu.
Mohamed Sanu. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they went clicking. You could tell in the beginning of the game, Brady was trying to hit him. They couldn't find each other. It was weird. And I knew that was going to happen. Like, they only practiced with him three times last week before he got the start. Playing with a new team, new coach, new coaching staff, new quarterback, it was bound to be some issues. So I thought, okay, with that going on, and the fact that, you know, they haven't really been blowing the socks off a lot of people anyway, the offense has been kind of like, you know, a mid-range. And yes, they got great defense, right?
Right.
But I figured the offense, you know, that the Cleveland defense will take advantage. And obviously that happened. So that's the reason why I think a lot of us were thinking that way. So I'm not taken back. You know what I said last week? It just, everything lined up and it looked like an upset was in the making. But in true Cleveland Browns fashion, they stuck to who they really are. So it is what it is. Right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know, and I was hoping, and I'm going to get your thoughts on, I was hoping that I wouldn't hear any chatter, anything, because, you know, the trade deadline was, I think, today at 4:30, I think it was.
Right.
So, you know, obviously, I'm in, Cam is still here in Charlotte, and that's great, but, you know, so that stuff, we can rest. But seeing as how things went down in New Orleans last week, and seeing how things went down with the Panthers last week, what do you see? Well, yeah. What do you see happening next? The New Orleans Saints are on the bye. Breeze already, you know, did his thing at the start.
Right.
Do we see number one come back, or do we could, like, this was the conversation, right? We want to know what would happen when Kyle Allen lost. Not only did he lose, they lost in dramatic fashion, just like I predicted.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
I think we still push Kyle Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do. And the only reason why I say that is because we really need Cam at 100%.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like with the Frank List injury, you know, I was reading up on it. It's not really one of those things that you're going to be 100%. And because of the division that y'all are in, Atlanta's not doing nothing.
Mm.
Tampa's really not doing nothing. Y'all took care of them in London,
mm-hmm.
Your biggest competition is the Saints.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen when Cam comes back. Y'all are not playing them right away.
Yeah.
So I really think that you need to see Kyle, unless see how this rookie responds to a loss. to a defeat. Not just a loss, but to a defeat.
Yes.
Let Cam rest up.
Yes. So why everybody is like freaking out? Okay, like, oh, you know, they were undefeated while Cam was gone. Well, until last week. But finally, Kyle Allen hit that bump in the road. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it was bad. What was it, like 51 to...
It was a 50 burger to 13, something like that.
It was bad.
Right.
So the knee-jerk reaction is, let's bring our man back.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like, so. Y'all made this bed, now lay in it.
Right.
Let Cam heal up. You know, the loss that was going on was partially because he wasn't 100% healthy.
Right. Absolutely.
So why bring him in?
Going back to the same thing.
Yeah, no. Right. No. Everyone talks about how great Kyle Allen is accurate. Right. Kyle Allen is this. Yes. Kyle Allen is that. And I'm not saying it was him who lost the game 100%. Mm. There's enough blame to go around.
I mean, he turned the ball over a little bit.
Right. Okay. But there's some other... That defense allowed 51 points, too, which is... Inexcusable. That's right.
Absolutely.
So, you know, what was going on there?
Yeah.
But he didn't add to any help.
Absolutely. And I feel like if Cam Newton can't do Cam Newton stuff, if he can't come out looking like Cam
then
Newton,
then he's not special.
Then he needs to sit on the bench.
Right.
Until he's able to do Cam Newton stuff. And okay, look, you lost the game, right?
Right.
So now you slip the game behind the Saints. So now, instead of being one game back, now you're two games back. But if you put Cam in there, who knows what's going to happen.
Right. It just not going to guarantee a win. The Saints are playing good football.
Yeah, I wouldn't risk it.
So,
So, our good buddy Glass, he dropped the infamous voice message, our first one of the year. I'm surprised it took us 8 weeks to finally get a voice. We've been pumping this thing since the beginning. Y'all leave the voice messages, man. It's dope. Let's do it.
Leave the voice messages. Yes.
So Glass left a voice message talking about, you know, the two undefeated teams, the Patriots and the 49ers. And basically, he was wanting to know, in fact, you know what? Let's play it real quick. We can play it again. You know, we played it last week. We'll play it again, and then we'll talk about what we think.
Okay.
What's up, Team Boy TV Game Time crew? Vernie B, Big Q. This your boy Glass, aka the Sage of Sports. My question is: you have two undefeated teams left in the NFL, the New England Patriots and the San Francisco 49ers. Look at the schedule, and I need you to tell me which NFL team left on their schedule will give them their first loss. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Peace.
Okay, so that was the voice message, right?
Right.
So, you know, you said, give you a week to think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, it's a week later.
Okay, so I'm ready.
Right. Okay. Which one did you want to look at first?
Well, here's the thing. I only looked at the next 5 games for each team.
Okay. Okay.
So
that's, that is, am I looking at this correctly? Is that, they don't play again until the 11th? The 49ers? Oh, no, they're not on the bye. What is going on here?
So they played the Cardinals. Then they played
They got Cardinals on Thursday night this week. Okay.
Right.
I was like, what is going on here? Okay.
Yeah.
Cardinals, Seahawks, Cardinals again.
Packers.
And then the Packers and the Ravens.
Right.
So
for me, honestly, their potential for their first loss is the Seahawks.
Okay, that's potential. They got the Ravens really, then they got the Cardinals really close. They got them like, you know, 2 times in 3 weeks.
And they're going to beat them both times.
Pretty much.
Yep. So right. we have the Packers who have the potential to beat them.
Yes.
And then the Ravens.
You know, that's a, look, taking the Cardinals out of there, because those are the games that I think they guaranteed the win to win.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks, I think, have they played the Seahawks yet this season? I don't know if they have. This might be their first meeting, I think. Might be. Yeah, it is, actually. So that one could be interesting.
Right, because, I mean, that's a division game. You know, division matchup. Always play tough against one another.
But they got Seattle in San Francisco, just like they got Green Bay in San Francisco. This way it gets tough. Even if they survive Seattle and they survive Green Bay, because they're playing them at home, playing them at Levi's, right? They got to go to Baltimore.
They got Ravens, and then right after the Ravens, they got them Saints.
The Saints, right?
And they're going to come marching in.
You know, so the question, What do you think they will take the first hit?
Well, the question was who's going to lose first.
Okay. Let's pause this real quick and let's go to New England.
Right.
All right. So New England, right off the bat, they go to Baltimore this
week. Right. So when you look at the next five games for the Patriots, they actually have the opportunity to lose each one.
They do.
You have Ravens, Eagles, Cowboys, Texans, and Chiefs. I'm thinking Chiefs by that time. Mahomes is back.
Yes.
So they really have the potential to lose all five games.
They really do.
And so when I look at who's going to lose first, I think New England is going to take the first L.
I think it's going to be New England as well. Actually, I got a feeling
it happens.
It's going to happen this week, and I think
that
we might not see it. It's a good bet that the Ravens knock both of these teams off.
I think they will too.
That's what it looks like, right?
Oddly enough, after watching them play, watching how gritty they can be, mm-hmm. I think the Ravens are going to represent the AFC in the playoffs, and in the Super Bowl.
They look unstoppable right now. I mean, Houston is, but every week,
I love Houston.
Something crazy happens to Houston every week. Like
the craziest Deshaun Watson fan.
Yeah, but they lost J.J. Watt for the season. He's done.
Yeah,
They traded away Jadeveon Clowney earlier this season.
You know, there's something about like a person's will, mm-hmm. and when I see that quarterback tell his coach. We're going. He's like, heck yeah, we going for it. Yeah. I mean, like, without a thought, that's what we do. We come to win.
Yeah.
Like, the team supports him. This dude is way better. Lamar is way better than I thought he was. And then I gave him credit for in that first
season. Absolutely.
I don't know what he did over the summer. Yeah.
I think the way it would play it out, I think, you know, when we saw that they was going away from Joe Flacco, that surprised me, right? First of all, that surprised me because...
Really?
Well, it did. I know what Joe did for that franchise, and I know Joe's, his stats.
Right.
He's not a terrible quarterback.
No, he's not terrible.
Right? Now, he was in a part of his career that was in a bad
play. On the downslide.
So they decided to go away from him, and then I think what it was, I think they knew they had something in Jackson. The rest of us didn't know.
Absolutely.
But they didn't. They didn't want to put it on full display.
Yeah.
They was like, "Oh, look, we know this dude can throw. We're just not gonna let him throw.
Right.
We don't need to.
Yeah.
Right?
We don't need to call it. Call
if we're gonna showcase anything, let's showcase this stuff.
Right.
And the running and all of that. Right. Because what they gonna say? Oh, you know, we've seen this before. He's Cam and other quarterbacks who do the same. He's a runner.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But then you come out to kick the season off, and you're throwing for 400 yards three games in a row, and nobody sees that coming.
You know what it is, too? He doesn't fit the profile.
Absolutely not.
Like, he doesn't need a mic in his face at all. No. He's just not eloquent. He's not well-spoken.
Right.
He's obviously extremely smart, but he just doesn't convey that when you see him talk.
Yeah.
He's got that real, like, country manner about him.
But, you know, I think that's a good thing for him.
I do, too. I mean, ain't got no problem.
Because if I compare him to somebody like a Cam is not a real bright, smart, intelligent, eloquent person either.
No.
But he tries to be.
Right. And he comes off stupid.
Absolutely.
Yes. And we look at him like, shut up.
At least Lamar don't try to be.
Right. He's just Lamar.
Absolutely.
And I can feel that.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm thinking New England gets that hit. I'm hoping it's this week against the Ravens.
Yes.
Yeah,
because it looked like San Francisco probably going to survive this week. I give them slight advantage going up against the division rival Seattle because they're at home.
Right.
And they're probably going to take the Cardinals at home.
Right.
The Packers ain't no joke. That's going to be a good test for them, too. We thought Carolina was a good test.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be an even greater test for them.
Right.
If they get past the Packers, they would definitely lose against the Ravens. Right. If they come out of this and they still, you know, if they go to New Orleans and they still undefeated, they're probably going to lose there.
Right.
Right. If they come out of that one, okay. Then let's go ahead and put him in the Super Bowl. I want to thank Glass for providing that piece of discussion.
Yeah, that
for
was
us
a pretty good question.
And sending that question in. And Glass, do it again if you feel like it, man. And for everybody else, if you got a question for us, for any one of our shows, for here for me and Vernie, or if you got one for me and Glass on Fallout, or if you got some for me and the crew on Wednesday nights. Leave your voice messages, man, and the link is always with the podcast, so you always know what the link is.
Absolutely.
And if you need the link, hit me up on Twitter. I will provide it.
And if you want the ladies' perspective, you know Bernie B is right here to help you out with it.
Absolutely. So. But listen, I don't apologize for my for my Browns pick. I just want people to know that.
But you're not apologizing.
I'm not apologizing for it. Okay. I feel bad because, you know, at the end of it, I owe Gladys a box of cigars, which
I think this is like the second season in a row.
It's becoming like a
tradition.
Hopefully this will be the last one.
Seems like tradition. You know. Just go ahead on order them up for next year too.
Right. That's probably what he gonna say. I gotta face him tomorrow night about that. So that'll be a nice discussion.
What up, football fans? You want to stay up on the latest of Team Boy TV happenings? Like us on our Facebook page at Team Boy TV on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter at Team Boy TV and at VernieB73. You can also check out our YouTube page at Team Boy TV Turbo, where there's live events, videos, among other things. You can also keep up with the latest happenings, live chats, question and answer sessions on Google Plus at Team Boy TV. Thank you once again for watching Team Boy TV.
Now, to our program. All right, you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so let's see what we
have in store.
You know what? I should start playing the sound when we get ready to do the picks. I never did that. I might do that this week. All right. So let's see. This is our third. We just talked about this game, right?
Yeah.
Thursday night game. We got the San Francisco 49ers going to Arizona. Look, I don't think there's much discussion here. I'm gonna give the Cardinals their due. They've been taking advantage of some situations, and they don't won a couple games in a row. I like it.
That's what a team is supposed to do. Yeah. You're supposed to take advantage of the situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they're gonna lose this.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, no doubt about it. No, that San Francisco just doing so well right now. So you know they if they feel good about themselves, they should.
Yeah.
You know, I think so. Your boys, the Houston, is just a divisional game. Houston is traveling down to Jacksonville to face off against it, a one game back. The Jacksonville Jags under Gardner. Look, Gardner. Quietest kept them boys are balling down there.
So anyway, let's give y'all a little bit of history. He says your boys to me because I am in love with Deshaun Watson now. Like, that is my quarterback.
Your boy.
And I see this dude get kicked in the eye and he still makes the touchdown throw. Yep. I love the way he breaks down game analytics to the reporters. I'm just like, I'm getting a Deshaun Watson jersey. I'm full blown in on Deshaun Watson
Deshaun Watson's a good dude, man.
And, right, yeah. And he's excellent off the field too. So I'm like in love
now. I think he was in the Walter Payton Man of the Year running in his rookie year.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was a class act.
Yeah.
So I'm going Texans anyway, not just because of all that. I just feel like they're the better team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jacksonville sent off Jalen and whatnot, and I think that was the best for both parties.
If
someone don't want to be there, we faking back injuries, we hurt, we got the flu.
Yeah.
Gone, baby. Right. Do you.
Yeah.
But I do think that they, of course, Houston has the better quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And even though J.J. Watt is out, I still think that defense gets the better of Jacksonville.
I think so, too. Now, interesting thing about Jacksonville right now, because, you know, they got rid of... what's his name? Well, I can't think of his name. Bowles? No. What was the quarterback's name?
Bowles? Oh, my goodness.
Whatever. I don't know. I can't think of his name.
Right.
Well, anyway, they got rid of him.
That dude.
Brought in Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
He got hurt. They're rocking with Gardner Minshew. And then he seemed to be a really good fit for this team.
Yeah, I think he is, too. I think he's this hidden gem that people didn't know about.
I think, you know, he may end up being their guy.
But that doesn't surprise me with Tom Coughlin.
Right.
He actually can be pretty good or motivate a quarterback in the right way.
They're going to get him some wide receiver help, and he'll be good, right?
They need some wide receiver
help. Yes. I mean, oh, my goodness. This one right here, Chicago is going to Philly. Philly need to snap back quick because they are slowly slipping away from Dallas after taking that pounder from Dallas last week?
Mm-mm.
Week four. Yeah. So they need to get back into it. The Bears, they slipping like real bad. Like they are falling completely. Like, and
The Bears are a quarterback away from a decent team.
Yeah.
Mitchell Trubisky sucks.
Yeah.
He does. And so I don't know. And, like, the Bears are this team, like, since 85, they just can't get it right.
Right.
So.
But they're on the verge of putting together a really nice defense right now.
I mean, it looking good.
Yeah.
They just got to get rid of that quarterback.
Can you imagine, if you mentioned Trubisky.
He's 29th in offense.
Yeah. But can you imagine if you mentioned Trubisky and all last week all you read about on the news and in social media is that your team is reaching out to other teams looking for a quarterback. You know, don't you think that should light a fire under him this week?
You gotta have talent though for it to matter. You know, you can have all the will in the world sometimes, but sometimes you just need talent.
Well, they're going to lose this week. So, yeah. You know.
I'm going Eagles.
That'll put them at 3-5, and then the Eagles will move up to be 5-4.
Over 500.
So they'll be back over 500 again. Now, Pittsburgh, this was a rough one right here. I feel bad for them.
I'm sorry, Pittsburgh. You're going to get beat by Indianapolis.
Yes, they are.
Because, listen, I see you struggling with the JV squad yesterday, and you needed, like, them to help you out with stuff before you got a fire lit under you. And don't tell me it's because you got a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
You're playing a high school team. Mm-hmm. You guys should have came in there and knocked it out the box.
I mean, really, though. Really. I know, you know, this kind of ties into the conversation we had last week. How you was like, well, I don't like quarterbacks winning MVP all the time. This is a prime example of why it happens all the time.
Don't even go there.
You take Ben Roethlisberger. Listen, even though the Steelers are, I think they only have about 70% of the team they were 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You take Ben Roethlisberger out, it goes from 70% to like 30. You know what I mean? Like, I think if Ben was playing with the team that they have now, they would not be 3-4. I think they would have like 2 or 3 more wins than they have right now.
Well, yeah, because he's an experienced quarterback.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that he needs to be MVP. Listen, I didn't say Ben.
I'm just saying that's the reason why the quarterbacks hold so much weight.
Yeah, okay, they hold so much weight. They touch the ball every time on offense. Yeah, We're tired of it. The story is old.
I get it. I'm just using
that
as an
example. We use a lot of terminology that elevates the quarterback and diminishes everybody else. And that's a problem. We hear the same, I'll give you an example. People hate when you say that the quarterback is a game manager.
They do. They take offense to that.
What the heck is your quarterback supposed to be?
I mean, that's his job.
He's supposed to manage the game.
But they want to be playmakers.
So why is everybody so offensive? They have a role just like everybody else. They should be directing traffic on offense on that field.
Yeah.
They should be managing the game.
Yeah.
Any other place else, if I'm a manager, it's not negative. But on the football field, you a game manager, it's negative.
It's bad, right?
Like, get out of here.
That's rough, man.
Nick Bosa, MVP this year.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Over Christian McCaffrey?
Over Christian.
Okay.
Yeah, where was he last week?
I think
it's
still had 138 yards from scrimmage, I
want to
say.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so.
I take him before I take a quarterback.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. But we like,
I'm sorry, Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I got off my soapbox.
Even though I think Jacoby Brissett is along for the ride, he ain't really contributed much to that team.
No, stop. Check out his stats. He's pretty good.
Okay, I don't know, man.
Lord. Dumb and dumber this week.
Yes, right. But you know what? This is an opportunity for Miami. They at home, too. This is an opportunity for Miami. They got the New York Jets coming in there, right?
I actually feel bad for their coach because this dude's story is amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Like
bootstraps, you know.
Yeah.
From New York, in the hood.
Yeah.
Now, I'm from New York, so I know what's the hood. They in the hood.
Yeah.
When you in do or die bedside, that you in the hood. And this dude pulls him up by the bootstraps, rents rooms for people to get training and opportunities. I love a good story. But his team sucks.
But you know what, though? You can't... Well, you know what? We're probably making the story even better, though. Because he came into the absolute worst situation you could think of. Now, you know, obviously he wasn't going to turn that sugar into nothing. I mean, turn that into sugar right off the bat because they're bad.
Right.
They've dealt away everything. Like, they're good at that team. Everybody's gone. Like, they have the worst of the worst of the players.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, he has to, and I don't know what it's going to take, because I don't know if they're going to spend some money. I mean, you know, the draft really can't get you, you know, back on board in 1 year. You can't do that to the draft. You got to spend a little bit of money. You got to do something. I don't know.
I just want them to give him a more of an opportunity.
I think he's good. I think everybody in the world understands that you can't fire this guy in this situation. That's the reason why Hugh Jackson was able to say, in Cleveland for 3 years is because, look, bro, we get it. Right. We have nothing.
You can't, you know, make a phone call with a shoestring and a cup.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't, like, you can only lead a... Like,
so are you thinking Miami gets off the snide?
You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and do it because, you know, I always got to do one of these picks every week. And New York just, man, they are so discombobulated to me. You know, even though I think they still look better... As far as offensively, I think they look, you know, even though I don't trust their quarterback no further than I can throw him.
Right.
You know, but I don't
know. But they have, you know, Miami have Fitzpatrick playing, who looked pretty good, you know.
Yeah, but he looked like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what he looked. And, you know, you can say that, like, that's better than some, like, some of these, like, it's better than Osweiler, that's better than some other people, but still, he has his tendencies to do a lot of things that he's been doing, like throwing interceptions and things like that, but I would put money on him before, Josh Allen, is that his
Josh
name?
Rosen,
yeah, whatever.
So I'm gonna put a name out there for Miami, and I'm gonna put a name out there for Chicago, and it's unpopular name. But you know the name I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you're wasting your breath.
It's CK. And it's not Calvin Klein. We are talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
These teams need a gay manager to help them get through.
Can you look? I can almost envision this. Colin Kaepernick coming down to Miami, bringing a little bit of swagger, bringing a little bit, and he's the number one underdog the world has ever seen.
It would be a beautiful story.
Oh my God, it would be great. Look, all they need to win is like four games.
and it would make his return so triumphant.
It really would. And I think Miami is his team too.
Right. Come on.
But you know, I don't know.
I'm just whispering it out. I'm putting it out there. Yeah. CK.
I mean, cause you know.
Call him up.
If there's any time that he should be getting a telephone call, it should be right now. With all the stuff that's going on,
there's a ton of teams that should be calling his number for a tryout.
You got so many quarterback injuries, plus you got a bunch of sucky quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Chicago's practically begging for a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, Miami ain't saying much, but they know they need a quarterback. Because I think if they had an opportunity to get somebody, they would. And I know New York probably don't want to make a move because they just made
a move. Well, he's new.
Right. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
and he's probably still not healthy after that mono. Right, that stuff wipes you out. Yeah.
But I just think, you know, that story is done. I think we're,
CK,
you know,
I'm telling you.
I think it's over. Okay, but I think I'm gonna give us Miami. I think Miami gets their first win here.
I don't know if I can go with Miami. I have to go with the Jets.
Miami is pretty. They suck pretty bad.
Le'Veon Bell's gonna get.
But if they're gonna win one, they better win it right here.
Amount of yards.
They better win one right here because they are. If I saw the stat correctly right now, they done lost the last 10 games.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's bad.
It's the last pretty bad.
I mean, are they in what are they? Like 30th and everything?
Yeah. I mean, look, there's somebody worse than them in defense.
Oh, God.
There's somebody worse than them with rushing the ball. And there's somebody worse.
Oh, look, the Jets are worse than them in offense.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Worse than them in rushing passing.
Right.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, can I augment my pick? Good Lord.
I'm telling you, right? There it is. I tell you, that is what.
It might be the week.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so Minnesota goes to Kansas City. I don't know what the status of. Oh, actually, I don't even remember. Did Mahomes play last week?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay, because I know he was practicing.
But he wanted to play. Reed said no.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be ready to go this week, though. Yeah, and they need to get back right because, you know what, they've been having some struggles. I like Minnesota. Minnesota's kind of heating up right now, and I'm trying to think of where they are in. Where are they in
their division?
Yeah, let me see real quick. They are.
I think they're in the number two slot. I think Green Bay is ahead of them.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, so you got great. They one game back from Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So I mean, like they need. Well, this win is an AFC win. I mean, it'll help them out on their overall. But you know. Yeah, so they got something to play for. They actually are in a better position than they're the road team. I know going to the Arrowhead is kind of tough. Did Matt Moore get the win for them last week? I can't remember.
No, he lost.
Okay. So
they played Green Bay. Green Bay won.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? I'm about to go with the Vikings.
I'm about to go with the Vikings too. I think their defense is going to help them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fifth in defense. And that KC defense is horrible.
Yeah.
Spagnuolo got no kind of magic.
Lord. Okay, so if it's any time, and it's a home game too, and I know how these Panther fans are. So the Tennessee Titans, they having some struggles right now, right? Yeah,
they are on the struggle bus.
Oh my goodness, they having some struggles right now. And they come into Carolina, who just got
demolished.
Yes.
And so they should be ready to play the eat.
And the Carolina Panthers defense, you know, you can say what you want to say about, you know, Kyle Allen or whatever the case may be. I'm not so much worried about the Carolina offense. This defense gave up 57 points, 51 points last
51
week.
51 points.
They should feel some type of way about
that. Yeah, Luke Kuechly, CBI, intruder alert.
Right. they should feel some type of way about that. You know, I just think this is a bad week to be a Tennessee Titans fan.
Yes.
I just don't think they're going to feast. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work out too well.
And you in the home stadium, too, after that loss?
Yeah.
I'm going Carolina.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with my Panthers this week. So, yeah, that should be a good one. Washington goes to Buffalo. Washington, one of them teams, another one of the ones that's having some issues right now.
I'm going Bills.
I got to go to Bills with this one, too.
And I feel so bad because, you know, I wanted that quarterback that they picked, Dwayne Haskins.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he is just having a terrible time because he got no kind of support. Okay, you got AP and whatnot. Yeah. But the play calling sucks. It's just been so tumultuous for this young guy. And putting him out there like he's supposed to be the answer when you got nothing else going on there. I just think it's horrible.
Yeah, I think it's horrible. But
Washington's management is horrible.
Well, they just fired the coach. So you know they're having some issues, right?
But they need to fire the owner.
Right. Well.
That's always the problem.
Yeah. That's a whole different thing right there. So
Seahawks.
Yeah, definitely the Seahawks. But you know what? The Bucks then did some stuff. Like, did they beat the Rams this year?
Uh huh. They have two wins though, and the five losses.
Right. But
so they had two good weeks.
Yeah.
The only reason why I would give them any type of credit is because I love their coach and Bruce Arians. I always say that he's a good guy. Yeah. He's a good coach.
Yeah, but he knows.
But I gotta go Seattle.
He know Pete Carroll really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they even coached against him a lot. But I think since they're going into Seattle, they don't stand a chance.
Right.
I would love to see them bench Jameis Winston this week. But
who's their backup though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would love to see something else happen. But I doubt that's gonna happen though. But I know they said they had benched Andy Dalton, but I think they're on the bye this week. The Detroit Lions are going into, and this is sad that these teams are kind of in the same position, goes into Oakland, and I thought Oakland would be doing a lot better than what they're doing right now. But
did you really?
I really did. Mm. I mean, look, they had, you know, Antonio Brown at one point. You know, I don't know.
What a difference a week makes.
I'm telling you, right?
But actually, I'm picking them against the Lions.
Yeah, I think I am. So I think I'm going to pick them against the Lions. Because the Lions, I don't know, man, Matt Patricia has been struggling ever since. Like, I don't know what they need to do. They definitely need some defensive players. And Detroit ain't really been good on defense.
They don't have any receivers or anything. What do they really
don't.
Have?
Yeah, they don't
I mean,
have no
who, receivers. Can you name anybody really?
No, because all
I mean, they shipped away Golden Tate to us, to New York, so
and
I don't
the defense
mean,
ain't been no good since Dominic and Sue left.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, that's one thing. They should have never let him slip to their fingers.
Yeah,
I don't know why they couldn't keep him. He was a homegrown dude. They should have kept him, but. You know, whatever.
And it's in Oakland. I'm going Oakland.
Yeah, me too. Oh, man, these poor Chargers, man.
They can't catch a break.
They got Green Bay coming in there. Green Bay.
Phillip Rivers last year.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Green Bay.
He ain't got nothing to come back for next year, man.
Yeah, he's got like 50 kids. Go take care of them babies.
That's right. Yeah, Green Bay probably get this one because the Chargers, I think they done gave up, man. Then all that stuff that they were doing with Melvin Gordon and stuff, and then he was disappointed.
He fumbles on the line.
Yeah, they're just
terrible.
Yeah.
They're going to get
that
coach fired.
Okay, now this is interesting. I don't want to hear this, but it is what it is, right? Both of these teams got pretty much the same record. So whatever you say about Cleveland, you can probably say about Denver, too. Just say, I don't know what's wrong. Denver is just bad. And you know what?
Well, Denver's defense...
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
It was a good defense,
right? Because you know they keep a good Von Miller, but other than that, they pretty much suck. And, and we heard Flacco be very vocal.
Oh yeah,
you know, which was surprising.
I'm actually surprised he said some of the things that he said.
But I just think it's amazing that someone with the talent that Elway had cannot determine talent. Like, what is wrong?
I don't know either, man. It's very weird because you know it's the exact opposite with John Lynch over in San Francisco. since he came and took over, their defense is destroying everybody. Mm-hmm. Because he know what it takes to be a defensive player.
Right,
You've been doing it all your life, dude. Why are you... I don't know what's going on.
You're a quarterback. Don't you know what they look like?
It's weird, man. And Elway's been there for about, 7 years or so?
So I have to go Cleveland because I just think they're desperate.
I think they're desperate, too. And I think
they are just like, we can't lose.
Well, because I got a feeling, though, that they need to start playing for their coach because I think somebody in the office need to realize that they made a mistake here with the coach. I know.
I mean, he looked like he's supposed to be somewhere poaching gators or something.
Everybody get on my case with this because I'm always like, I don't put enough blame on the players because I like the Browns players. I mean, say what you want to say about Baker. Look, it is what it is, and most of the things that people feel about Baker is probably true. But I like the kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna dispute that, a lot of negative things that people say about him. It's probably true.
Right.
But I like his moxie. I like all of that. He just need to kind of contain and control it a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I really feel like the detriment to that team is their coach. And I got a feeling somebody gonna realize that. And if the Browns can't get it together, Kitchens might have to live for it. I mean, I know 1 year, that's all they're going to, he and Cleveland, they're known for it. So.
Right.
But they win this week, I think, against Denver.
I think they do, too. Even though it's in Mile High.
Yeah. That place ain't going to hold the same stick they used to. You know what I mean? This is a good one. This is going to be
I'm just thinking of the conditions on their body, breathing and stuff like that. Oh, okay. That's more than anything.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
This is finally we're getting a good Sunday night game.
This is a good Sunday night game.
Now we're finally getting a Sunday night game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is what we talked about to kick the show off. We talked about, the undefeated New England Patriots. Listen, that if I thought they were going to lose to the Cleveland Browns last week, I feel like they definitely got a better chance of losing against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to do it this week. And I don't think it's going to be as unpopular as my pick was last week. I think Baltimore get the job done.
I think Baltimore gets the job done, too. I think that this New England offense gets exposed for the first time
this week.
And they struggled a little bit with the Bills, and then they had ice cream and cake the rest of the way.
Absolutely.
Now you got a steak.
Yep.
I think they get exposed.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's going to look every bit of 44.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when they put hands on him a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it should be good.
That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a good game.
We need to live tweet during that game.
I think we will.
Yeah.
I think we will. As a matter of fact, I think we might even take it a step further. We might even do some stuff with on Twitter live, Periscope or something. Okay, this is gonna close the season five, the week finale. Cowboys going into the Meadowlands to face off against the Giants. I like Daniel Jones. I like him. Hey, you know what? I hate the Cowboys, and I hate that they escaped last week. The week before, because I think I was going to buy last week. I hate that they got out of there. Who are they playing against? Somebody went in there and was supposed to win. Was it Philly or was it?
It was Philly.
Philly did not get it done.
Nope.
And I know that the whole foundations of Dallas would have exploded if they had lost that fourth game in a row.
Right.
And so now they kind of regrouping a little bit. They had a week off to kind of get themselves together. I didn't have to hear no Jerry Jones sound clips this week. I feel good about that. But, I just don't think they just ain't got enough, even though I like.
Our defense is 28.
Yeah.
No, it's an L.
I don't think they're going to make the game interesting.
You don't know how bad this hurts in my heart. To pick the Cowboys over my Giants.
Yeah, no,
it's crazy. It's just like sickening.
But they got home field advantage.
No advantage.
They're going to be out in full force.
They ain't got no advantage. Stop it.
Yeah, so they're probably going to lose.
They're going to take that L.
Right, they're probably going to lose.
They're going to take a hot flaming L.
Yeah, but it's okay. That's okay. I tell you what you need to do. I mean, and they know it too. They might not have nothing, really together this season, this season, but that'd be okay. So,
who's on the bye?
So the Falcons, we had to worry about seeing them be terrible this week. I wanted to worry about the Bengals losing another game and another L to their record. The Rams get to sit down and the Saints get to sit down. So, luckily that gives us a chance. If we gotta worry about the Saints winning, that means that we can win and probably get back into catching up with them. So, Rams, Saints, Bengals, Falcons are on the bye this week. So there's that.
All right.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be our show for this week. I want to thank everybody for checking out the podcast last week. Again, I want to thank Les for leaving the voice message. Again, you guys can leave the voice message too. Make sure to join us on Sunday night. I sent a couple tweets out early, but I'm, you know, usually at work on Sunday. I get home around halftime of the 4 o'clock games. I start tweeting then, but I think that for the finale, me and Brent are going to do something special. We'll either have like a Periscope live Twitter thing going, or we definitely will be live tweeting during the show. So definitely during that game, you guys engage with us and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, I'm on Twitter at BernieB73.
Yep, and I am at TeamBoyTV. And we'll see you guys on Sunday, and we'll be back next week to talk about it. Again, leave a voice message, do all that, follow us on Twitter. And we out of here.
Peace.
Yeah, have a good one. Peace.